Hello, Nerdy Legion. You're listening to Comic Talk today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for June 12th, 2020. Let's get into this. Let's talk TV streaming. We have just a few things to talk about, but it's more than movies because movies are kind of stagnant, at least for another week, it would seem. So right now we have, first up, Star Wars Brave New Worlds. That's right, or Strange New Worlds. Strange New Worlds? I think I wrote that down wrong. Whatever. So Jonathan Frakes, who is the original number one on Next Generation and is a director, he's directed a number of Star Wars episodes throughout the entire series, throughout the entire all of the different Star Wars shows. I'm sorry, my brain is farting, I can't think of words. But he's done a number of things. He was also the one of the voices on the Gargoyles cartoon. Just the dude has nerd cred for days and days and days. If you don't know who he is, you probably haven't been very nerdy for very long. Anyway, so he has confirmed that he will be directing a couple of episodes on the new Star Trek series, which definitely flies in the face of some of those rumors that we discussed, though I didn't believe, though I wasn't super clear about that, a couple of episodes ago. So that's pretty freaking awesome. Next, we are talking about The Walking Dead. Walking Dead is very potential. Going to be showing us the season 10 finale in July. July seems to be a very magic month this year. So if it sounds like they have mostly editing to do, some pickup shots that they will be allowed to get done now that Georgia and California are both theoretically going forward with production in their areas, albeit with some very strict limitations and such. So that's good news. Don't know exactly when it will happen, though they are saying it is likely to happen sometime in July. And then our last piece in TV streaming has to do with Doctor Who. The holiday special will not be affected by the coronavirus this year. It has already been shot. All they are doing is editing. This is according to, Mandip Gill. Yeah, Mandip Gill, who is one of the stars of the current season. So that is what we have for TV streaming. Now let's get into movies. And we only have one thing to talk about in movies. And this is meta. This is not necessarily specifically to do with nerd culture, but cultural at large. And that is AMC theaters are looking to be 100% open in the month of July. Unlike Cineworld and their slew of theaters, they were looking at being about 90% functional in the month of July. AMC is apparently much more bankrupt, and they need to be up to 100% in July, according to a statement that they have recently made. That's the only piece that we have in movies, guys. Like I said, trying to make this fast because I've only got so much power left in the recorder. Now we're into the rumor mill, and rumor mill is short. Again, the rumor mill giveth and the rumor mill taketh away, because every other week it seems to be going up and down, but it's also inversely related to everything else going on in the show. So if we have a little bit of everything else, we're going to have a lot of rumor mill for some reason, and then vice versa also is true. So a lot of stuff going on in the rest of the show, a little bit going on in the rumor mill. So without any further ado, we have Anchor Point is the official, according to this rumor at least, is the official working title of the new Hawkeye series. And for those of you that don't know the significance of that, if this is true, then Anchor Point, I mean, the truth about this is Anchor Point is the name of the first trade book, trade paperback, trade hardcover, however you want to, whichever one you want to consider. First graphic novel almost, but I mean, there's rules, whatever. This is the first collected works that showed us the Kate Bishop Hawkeye character in one collection. So that kind of gives, if this, again, if this rumor is true, and people are reporting on this like it's absolutely 100% correct, I have not seen 100% confirmation for this. It is only rumor at this point. If this is true, then that kind of gives away the fact that, yes, they are going to be focusing on Kate Bishop. Next, we're talking about Man of Steel 2, and there is reportedly been a leaked internal memo from Warner Brothers saying that they just don't believe that Man of Steel 2 would work. Henry Cavill, blah, 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 seemingly confirming, actually not. Not seemingly, but outlining things that we've been talking about right here in the rumor section for a couple of weeks now, that if the momentum created by the Snyder Cut is so much that they believe they can go forward with Man of Steel 2, then they will. But as it stands right now, they are only considering side or cameo appearances, whatever you want to call them, with Henry Cavill. And even not 100% of those are going to be Henry Cavill. So it's just so many rumors, so little hard evidence. We're moving on. Next, we are talking about Professor X in Doctor Strange 2. Multiverse of Madness. So Professor X is reportedly going to be part of the Illuminati, which Doctor Strange 2 is going to introduce us to. And this is going to be an all new, all different version of Professor X. This will see Professor X be much more, I wrote it down, much more morally ambiguous. There were a number of other adjectives involved with the description of the character for this movie, but if this is the version, if a morally ambiguous version of Professor X is what we get in the MCU, I'm totally game, because those are some of the best X-Men storylines, is when you kind of question Professor X's morality. And then our final piece of news, or rumor rather, oh boy, it's just been flying by. Final piece of rumor has to do with Batwoman. There is a new rumor that says that Batwoman Season 2 will introduce us to a new version of the Joker. Very likely, if this is true, it's not going to be the Joker. It will be much like we got in the Gotham series, a version of the Joker. In Gotham, we got, I think it was, what, three different versions of the quote-unquote Joker. They just could never call him that. Jeremiah, blah, 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 blah. Assuming that the other rumor we talked about for Bane in the last episode or two episodes ago, I can't remember, assuming that rumor is true and Warner Brothers is the type of studio that says, well, we can't have this character on TV as well as in the movies because then our stupid audience is going to be so confused. I think that might hold a little bit of water. So if this is true, and there is, I'm honestly like 60-40, 60% I don't think it's going to happen, 40% it's possible. If that 40% of me is correct, it is not going to be the Clown Prince of Crime. It is going to be a variation thereof that they can't actually call the Joker. So it's just going to be a lot more convoluted garbage that is just going to spell more demise for the Batwoman series, which kind of sucks because I really dug the first half of that first season. And then the last two episodes of it were also great. So that is the rumor mill, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want the fuller news show and much more nerd action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.